It's like, you know, the Mazel is a famous line. Every Sefer Torah, the phrase is, there's every Sefer Torah has Mazel. The phrase is a Sefer Torah in the Heichal, in the Oren, Kodesh has Mazel. That's a famous phrase. Which one becomes famous? Which one becomes not famous? And I wrote one of my books in the Satmarot because he always had wild ideas. What he meant was the typical phrase of the luck of a Sefer Torah means which one gets used, which one doesn't. You have in every shul, it depends on who gave it and who has a bigger mouth. You have certain Sefer Torahs sitting in the ark that it just has been sitting there for a while. And maybe it gets dusted off once a year. Depends on who the guy is and if he's still around. And if he's not around, it's just sitting there until Simchas Torah when you take it out. And that's a luck thing. That's a luck thing. What's it now? The Satmarot said the opposite. Because that's what everyone, the phrase, in the famous phrase, Judy, is say, Mazel afim Sefer Torah Shabbat, even Sefer Torah Yah. So the Satmarot famously once said, it shouldn't be the Mazel of the Sefer Torah in the Heichal. That's the bad Mazel. It should be the Sefer, the Mazel of the Sefer Torah gets taken out. The phrase is wrong. It shouldn't be the Mazel on the guy inside, it should be the guy outside. So the Satmarot, who was always very witty, used to say that, yeah, because when the rabbis thought of this phrase, they saw the future that everyone during laning, during the creation of Torah, was going to be talking, checking their iPhones during the week. Doing what they're doing. So the lucky one is the guy who's still inside. So he said, the Mazel, there's a guy still inside. How to get that right? I'm not even sure. So we have like this.